Grizz football spring coverage continues. It's presented by Snyder, Beaudry & Cook, a law firm dedicated to helping any client reach their legal goals. When the firm was first founded by Randy Snyder 40 years ago, the policy then was that you didn't get a message on a recorder. You got to talk to a real lawyer, and that Montana value remains. Attorneys Randy Snyder, Brant Beaudry, Toby Cook, and Larry Manch pride themselves on creativity, accountability, timeliness, and caring for every client and their specific need. It's a general practice law firm that can help you with any and all your legal needs. Snyder, Beaudry, and Cook now has an office in the Florence Building in Missoula, and they're so proud to support University of Montana Athletics, including the 5 fifth-year seniors for the Grizz football team that are all getting their master's from the UM Business School, including one of the young men that joins us right now. It's Ryan Tyrrell. He's a Missoula Loyola product, a returning starter at inside linebacker for the Grizz. Ryan, thanks for being here, man. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
First of all, let's talk about the off-the-field stuff. I know that this is a kind of a cool deal. It's an ever-changing world of college athletics, but we're getting some NIL stuff going here at the University of Montana, which is fun. And we were going to cover Grizz football and do interviews anyways, but Snyder, Beaudry, and Cook came to us and said, hey, we got these five guys that we think are really great students, and we have some photo ops with them, and what can we do? I said, okay, all those guys are guys we want to have on the show anyways, so let's do some stuff. So just take us through this. I mean, what do you think of this opportunity, not just for yourself, but just in general for college athletes to have a little bit of an extra living using your name, image, and likeness to help yourself?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for everybody. And when you do get the opportunity to capitalize on it, I think it's a good mutually beneficial deal for everybody. So, I just think it's a great opportunity for college athletes, and from my understanding, it's been a long time coming that NIL is going to be a thing. So, yeah, no, I think it's good, and yeah.
The world also is of college sports right now is also catered to the fact that you guys have gotten some great educational opportunities as well. And I know a lot of you guys are either already have or are going to walk away with master's degrees, MBAs, stuff like that. So what have you thought of just the classroom part of your journey at Montana so far? And have you been able to put a high priority on that part?
Yeah, it's been a super positive experience. Obviously, I graduated from the College of Business with a finance degree. Now I'm doing the MBA, which is, I mean, an even bigger opportunity than any NIL deal could ever amount to. I mean, it's having an education like this is such a blessing, and it's been such a great experience at UM, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, very cool. Ryan Tyrrell, Missoula Loyola product, joining us here on Nuanez Now at ESPN Radio. It's presented by Snyder, Beaudry, and Cook Law Firm. Visit BigForkLaw.com for any and all of your legal needs. Did you get a chance to come out to Pro Day yesterday? I saw a whole bunch of guys that were out there, but I didn't know if I saw you or not. But did you get a chance to check out Pro Day yesterday?
I did, yeah. I missed the 40s, but other than that, I think I watched everything. Yeah,
well,
I did.
Well, very good. That's always fun to watch the current Grizz root on the guys that are just now former Grizz. So, what'd you think just of the performances of the guys yesterday?
I thought it was awesome. I thought everybody went out and competed super well. It's always fun seeing those guys after a couple months because you're usually used to seeing them year round. So it's it was awesome to see everybody's progress, and everybody looks super good and fluent in all their drill work. So it was super cool to see them see all their hard work come into play.
Well, you missed the big fireworks, because the big fireworks was the big man running the 40, and Alex Gubner, he put on his show, man. He was just as fast as everybody else out there, which is, I know, no surprise to you guys. But I guess two-part question. How integral was he to what you guys were able to do defensively these last couple of years? And I think everybody around here agrees he's definitely a guy that's going to at least get a chance to play at the next level. What do you think makes him such a next-level type of player?
Oh, I mean, he's just incredibly dynamic. Obviously, I saw a couple of videos of him running the 40. He looked like his hair was on fire. But, you know, he's going to be a big piece to fill, and we're going to miss Gubby a lot. But he's just so dynamic because of his speed and agility. And then also just relentless pursuit to the ball. Someone could be 30 yards downfield, and he's chasing them down. So Yeah, a lot of respect for Govey.
Snyder, Beaudry & Cook is dedicated to helping any client reach their legal goals. When the firm was founded 40 years ago, the policy then was you didn't get a message on a recorder, you got to talk to a real lawyer, and that Montana value remains. Snyder, Beaudry & Cook now has an office in the Florence Building in Missoula, and the firm is so proud to support University of Montana Athletics, particularly the five Grizz football seniors earning their MBAs at the UM Business School. For consultation, visit BigForkLaw.com. Snyder, Beaudry & Cook, providing professional legal services with true Montana values.
No doubt. He runs with the ball as well as any big boy I've ever seen, for sure. Let's talk about then just sort of the evolution of this defense. First of all, we haven't touched base with you for a little while. Congratulations on having a great year in your first year as a full-time starter. What was it like last year to sort of acclimate to it? And what were sort of the keys to your development last year in the starting lineup?
Definitely keys to my development are all the guys that have come before me, as well as the guys I was playing with. Braxton, Levi, and Tyler Flink. Can't say enough about those guys. They were an integral part of getting ready to play, because they had played a lot in years before as I hadn't. It was a big change of pace for me, being out on the defensive side of the ball more. I was mostly used to just being out there on special teams, which is awesome. Love special teams. But playing out there more defensively was just a bigger role, and it was a great opportunity. Everybody, including coaches, all helped out in order for me to be able to go out there and compete.
When it comes to the linebackers, obviously those guys are tough to replace, not only from a production standpoint, but just a personality standpoint, a leadership standpoint. But that's always the way it goes in college football, right? You always got to replace good players when they move on to different things. So how's it been going so far? What would you say is maybe different about the linebackers group so far in spring ball?
It's been going awesome. I would say, it's huge missing those three guys. They were all household names. They're incredible players, but I'd say the hardest part replacing them is their energy. They for sure brought it every single day. They were just incredibly good mentors and leaders, and I think that's super hard to replace, but I think guys are stepping up and filling their roles, so it's been really positive to see that.
Well, certainly it starts with the experience you have. Riley Wilson joined us a couple weeks ago, and he obviously comes back with a lot of experience. Where else have you seen sort of the linebackers group round out? I know you brought in a talented transfer from San Diego State. What else have you been seeing so far here during spring ball?
Yeah, there isn't a ton of experience behind a lot of our belts, but everybody's stepping up super well. Vi's another great piece that we've added. He brings a lot of great energy and effort. And just younger guys all stepping up. Vince, Cooper Barnum, all those guys, they're all stepping up to the plate and handling it very well. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
Genitone's a guy I've had my eye on a little bit, because he's sort of the one that flashed on special teams last year. He runs so well, and I know he's a raw athlete that's still trying to put on the weight after being a high school wrestler, but seems like he's got some great tools. What sort of returns have you seen from him so far this spring?
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of scoot to him. He can he moves well. He's figuring out our defense super well. He just has a lot of tools that will be great for our team this fall. Super great athlete. Everybody's seen him on special teams. He flies down there on kickoff, so he's doing a great job.
Ryan Tyrrell here on Nuanez Now, ESPN Radio, Missoula Loyola product, who's entering now his fifth-year senior season for the Montana Grizzlies, returning starter there at inside linebacker. How about the defense as a whole? What other things have you seen, and what have you liked so far from the unit as a whole?
I just like I like the way everybody's growing together. We're all coming out each day. We're communicating well. We're just sharpening all of our tools that we need in order to be a successful defense. And I think everybody's working extremely well as a unit.
Well, that's certainly the key, especially with the defense that you guys run. When it comes to just what you guys want to get done here the last week and a half, a spring game, not this Friday, but next Friday, what are some of the goals this year in the immediate? What sort of things do you guys hope to shore up and get ready? What do you hope people see in the spring game next Friday?
The spring game next Friday, I'm thinking people will see a lot of energy and effort out of our team. We really emphasize that, especially in the spring, so that way it translates to the fall. I think people will like what they see with all the new transfers and younger guys, and I think it'll be a fun time for everybody.
Our spring football coverage presented by Snyder, Beaudry, and Cook, a law firm dedicated to helping any client reach their legal goals. Snyder, Beaudry, and Cook providing professional legal services with true Montana values. Ryan Tyrrell here on Wasd Out. Ryan, thanks for being here, man. Really appreciate it. And best of luck with the rest of spring ball. Probably see you there next Friday. But thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Jewelry Design Center is not your average jewelry store. And Brian Toon, the owner of the new location in Missoula at 2501 Brook Street, and his team can make any and every type of custom jewelry you might desire.
The fun part is figuring out what makes people tick and what their drive is. See, nobody needs what we have. No one needs it. It does not keep your lights on. It does not keep you warm at night. But it's a funny thing. We have this emotional attachment. The reasons that we wear these things, these are a celebration of our life, a celebration of a relationship. They all are super meaningful. And then it gets handed down. You have these important times in people's life where it's such an attachment, then they enjoy it.
At Jewelry Design Center, they can make anything you desire. So come experience the largest full-service jewelry store in the Northwest with unmatched artisanship, craftsmanship, unique creativity, and care. Jewelry Design Center, your jeweler for life.